This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The National Weather Service urging caution today as damaging winds expected to move into southern Colorado. High wind warning will go into effect at 9 o'clock this morning, lasting until 8 o'clock tonight. Forecasters, including our own Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Joe Rook, saying that wind gusts upwards of 65 miles an hour possible, especially in southeast Colorado. Red flag warning will also be in effect for portions of El Paso, Pueblo, and other counties across the region today due to an increased risk for wildfires.
An El Paso County man will not spend any time in prison after pleading guilty to trying to arrange to have sex with a minor. Stephen Grison will spend 5 years in the state sex offender intensive supervision program and will be forced to register as a sex offender after pleading guilty yesterday. Grison was accused of trying to arrange to pay a 14-year-old to have sex with him, but his online contact was actually an undercover police officer. Grison was arrested after arriving at the arranged meeting place last September.
A lawyer representing Letitia Stauch in the upcoming murder trial is telling potential jurors the result of a sanity evaluation conducted by a defense expert. Little was known about the evaluation until yesterday's round of jury selection when that attorney said that the report showed Stauch was in the midst of a psychotic state when her 11-year-old stepson Gannon was killed in El Paso County in January of 2020. That defense expert is expected to testify as trial gets underway next month. Stauch is accused of murder along with child abuse in connection with the death of Gannon Stauch. She has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Jury selection is expected to continue today. Colorado Springs police say a wanted fugitive is in custody. Officials say 39-year-old Lawrence Johnson was located yesterday at a storage facility in the 300 block of Chapel Lane. That's near Woodman and Rock Rimmon in northwest Colorado Springs. They say he tried to escape to his vehicle after officers arrived on scene. He was eventually forced out of the vehicle and allegedly tried to run again, but was apprehended by a police canine. Stephen Haycock witnessed the arrest.
You could see the trunk end of the car. And then shortly after that, is more like maybe 20 minutes after that, they brought a stretcher in and someone out on the stretcher.
Johnson was wanted on a parole violation.
We're learning more after a man was arrested Monday night for allegedly threatening a convenience store owner. KRDO's Jessica Grunling has more.
The video that we did obtain shows James Felter walking into the convenience store to buy a vape, but when he didn't have the money for it, Elaz refused him service. That's when he felt verbally accosted by Elaz, who was making racial statements by Felter. Felter is seen exiting the store and then throwing parts of a trash can into the parking lot. He then re-enters the store and throws numerous items to the floor, all while continuing to hurl slurs towards the store owner. Right as Colorado Springs police arrive, Felter is seen charging out of Laws before being tackled by a police officer. Felter now faces felony menacing charges as well as multiple misdemeanors, including committing a bias-motivated crime.
That was KRDO's Jessica Grunling reporting. The Pueblo Police Department is asking for help to locate a suspect in a December homicide. Investigators say Austin Aragon is wanted in connection with the shooting death of 32-year-old Alonzo Valdez. Aragon is described as Hispanic, about 5 feet 2 inches tall, weighing 130 pounds, and has brown hair and hazel eyes. Anyone with information about the young man is asked to call the Pueblo Police Department or Pueblo Crime Stoppers.
Well, roughly 7% of ballots in the upcoming election in Colorado Springs have been returned by voters. Information posted to the city's website shows that nearly 3,400 ballots have been returned as of yesterday. Voters, of course, have until April 4th to return the ballots by mail or place them in one of more than two dozen drop-off locations throughout the city. Voters, of course, choosing a new mayor, four at-large city council members, as well as the remainder of the District 3 council seat following the announced resignation of council member Stephanie Fortune. 12 Colorado Springs students will have an easier time getting to college thanks to scholarships awarded by the Daniels Fund. These students learned that they would be getting the scholarships at an event at the Pioneers Museum yesterday. The organization gives scholarships to more than 200 graduates in Colorado, New Mexico, Wyoming, and Utah, like Eli Huber.
If you're a junior in high school right now and you're passionate about pursuing service and a secondary education, I definitely look into this scholarship. Applications open in October. Like late October, and so it's definitely worth pursuing.
The fund will pay for 4 years of education at any nonprofit college or university in the U.S. up to a maximum of $100,000.
Gusty out your door, but active weather really begins by the 9 a.m. hour. That's when we see fire concerns as well as high wind warnings We're dealing with gusts upwards of 70 miles per hour during the afternoon and evening. We stay dry for a majority of the day between 12 and 4 o'clock. An isolated drizzle or rain shower can't be ruled out. Otherwise, 59 in the spring, 66 over in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Joe Rook.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.